This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's hadith will be short, very common hadith, inshallah it will be beneficial. I know you've been sitting for some time, so I don't want to take too much of your time. Today's hadith is narrated in the collection of Imam Tirmidhi with a reasonable chain of narration. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I heard, this is what Abu الدرداء is saying, I heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said. Every time you hear I heard, سمعت, it means it's more there's more authentication that he's the narrator is saying that I actually heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just a little note, side note. قال ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق. That nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment of course, is heavier in your scale, يوم القيامة, than having good character. And then it continues. ويبلغ صاحب حسن الخلق به درجة صاحب الصوم والصلاة. And those who, the person who has the good character would reach ranks of someone who prays and fasts a lot, even if this person did not do these deeds of acts of worship. So this hadith is a beautiful hadith. Now you would like to remind myself first, because when it comes to good character, it is a very difficult thing to talk about, because you always look at yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, am I telling people to do something that I don't even do myself? But inshallah, it'll be like a discussion more than teaching. This hadith talks about the third pillar of Islam, or of our religion. The first pillar is iman, faith, which you should have to enter into the third is Islam, your the act of worship that you perform. And once you do that, this is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, your iman and your Islam won't affect me at all. The third pillar is the ihsan, is tazkiyah, is ilm al-akhlaq, is good character. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about it, he said, "An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah," that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. So if you can't really live that meaning, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see him, then rest assured that he's watching you. And this is one of the most difficult things that one can do. Try it for an hour to sit and just pretend that you're sitting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that you see Allah and he's seeing you. See how difficult it is. It's very, very hard to maintain. What the hadith is trying to say is that you treat others with the meaning, with the understanding that you're being watched, that there's always someone writing your deeds. Every single movement you do. And this specific hadith doesn't talk about salah and siyam. These are dealt with in a different hadith. This talks about good character, treating others. And not only Muslims, by the way. Please don't make this mistake. You're not only obligated to have good character with Muslims, and not only in the masjid. Now we're at our best behavior. But when you're at work or at school and your life takes you in different directions, there is when you have to practice. So you see, the some scholars say that مَا بَلَغَ مَنْ بَلَغَ, that those who reached higher levels of piety didn't do it with a lot of siyam and salah. They didn't. They did. I'm not trying to trivialize the value of doing a lot of prayer and a lot of salah of siyam. I'm not saying that. But not only with that. وَلَكِنْ بَلَغُهُ, with three things. بِسَخَاوَةِ النَّفْسِ, that they have such generous character with everything. Not only with their wealth, but even with the way they treat people. وَسَلَامَةَ الصَّدْرِ, and they're just so pure, they don't hold a grudge, they don't have anything negative inside of them. وَالنُصْحِ لِلْأُمَّةِ, and they're very sincere with people, very sincere with others. These are these three characters, subhanAllah. It doesn't say a lot of siyam, a lot of salah, because this is really your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't give me any indication who you are, what you are as a person. But my the way I judge, or at least I take my impression, you take your impression, is how I treat you and how you treat me. This is basically. And this is, I call, the multiplier. Husn al-Khuluq is the multiplier. Everything you do, Husn al-Khuluq and good character comes and multiplies by, I don't know, thousands. Allahu alam. So what you're saying, that sometimes someone with a little bit of prayer, and they're doing the bare minimum, but they have just good character, they go high in ranks, where they, know? They don't even know where that came from, right? For some people, it comes naturally. Some are naturally, they have that. Others, most people, including myself, you have to fight to build good character. Yeah, really have to, you have to do jihad with yourself. You have to really push it sometimes because you really want to say different things, but you push it, right? That's what you have to do. And by the way, this is the best way of da'wah. You want to do da'wah outside? You want just do it with good character. That's it. You don't have to know much. Just do it. People will notice it. So this is a beautiful hadith. I always read and I always look at it. And I go like, when would someone reach this level, inshallah? You know, sometimes you can just, you know, keep trying, inshallah. I hope this was of benefit. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق وإن صاحب حسن الخلق ليبلغ به درجة صاحب الصلاة الصوم والصلاة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك